bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacy. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otetu. And now, today's word.
There are two very powerful factors that enable each one of us to make progress in life. For everyone who makes progress in life, there are two things that are helping you to make progress. What is pushing you and what is pulling you. We call it the push and the pull factors. What is pushing you and what is pulling you. One pushes you from behind, the other pulls you from ahead. One is what is running after you, the other is what you are running over. Each one of us is running for something, but there is always something that is also running to catch you. So between this week and next week, I'm going to address these two important factors that help us to make progress. And I believe this COVID is part of it. It's one of the push factors of life that God brings our way to press us to go forward and do exceptional things for Him. You've probably heard about the legend of the lion and the gazelle. If you haven't, I would narrate it to you very shortly. A gazelle, if you're not familiar, is like an antelope. And there is a legend. We don't know who spoke it, but and it reads, every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up and knows that it must run faster than the fastest lion or it will be killed. Every morning, a lion wakes up and knows that it must run faster than the slowest gazelle or it will starve to death. It doesn't matter whether you are a lion or a gazelle. When the sun comes up, you better start running. And that's what I'm going to allude to, or what I'm going to address in my message for this week and next week. Whether you are a lion pursuing something or you are a gazelle running away from something, everybody has to run in order to make movement and progress. So I've titled my message for today, What is Running After You? What is running after you? In other words, what are you running from? What are you fleeing from? Do you feel the paws of a lion trying to get you? Do you have any sense of need to avoid being caught by something negative? Is there something negative or destructive in your past, in your family, in your own life that you feel if you don't make progress, it will catch up to you and destroy you? Each one of us has a sense of danger. It could be something in your family. It could be something that you've seen happen to other people. People who have nothing running after them usually live life without any sense of urgency. They could be very good academically, and yet they have no sense of urgency to do anything significant. They can come from a good family, from a good home, but never do anything significant because they don't have anything that is pushing them from behind to cause them to move. But I trust God that He will help you to position yourself. Even the dangers of your life can become the motivation of your life. What you hate can become your inspiration. What you have seen negatively in your family can be the driving force of your family. To move in life, you must have something that you are so determined to run away from. And so today, my question is, what are you running from, or what is running after you? I'm going to talk about four runners in the Bible. Four people who run. I hope I can finish all the four. If I don't, I will continue next week. The first one is a lady, and she's called Hagar. And she was a girl or a woman running away from consequences. She was running away from consequences. Her story is in Genesis chapter 16 and verse 6 to 8. So Abram said to Sarai, "Indeed, your maid is in your hand. Do to her as you please." And when Sarai dealt harshly with her, she fled from her presence. Now the angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, where have you come from and where are you going? And she says, I'm fleeing from the presence of my mistress Sarai. Hagar was running. And what was she running from? She was running from consequences. Somebody say consequences. Consequences are the results of things you have done. Hagar accepted to be part of an arrangement that backfired. She slept with her boss's husband and became pregnant. It seemed like a good deal right from the beginning, because it seemed like everybody was on the same page. Sarah was on the page. Abraham was on the page. And it seemed like this is an arrangement that would work. So they said, go ahead and do it. So she slept with her boss's husband. And after that, it changed the whole dynamic of the relationship. She moved from being the most favored staff to the most despised and persecuted staff. Her consequences caught up on her. Now, Hagar thought that she was only a victim of what had happened, because she thought, you know, I was asked to do it. So she couldn't understand why you asked me to do something and now you are punishing me from it. It's called consequences. Even if you had permission to do it, if it was wrong, it will catch up on you sometime. And so here she starts running. And this is her life mission. Run as far away from the consequences of your past as you can. And when she ran, she ended up in a dry place. There are people who are running in life. They're trying very hard, hustling very hard. But all they're doing is something happened in their past that they want to leave behind in the past, and that is making them to run. The driving force of their life is to move as far away from the past as possible. It could be something you did in school that keeps haunting you. It could be something that happened in your childhood that you're running away from. It could actually even be the home that you came out from that you are so ashamed of. And every waking morning, you want to keep a distance between your past and where you are. And that's what Hagar was running from. Eventually, she ended up in a good place. But her whole life was full of a journey of ending up in desert, in dry places, near misses, almost dying. It ended well, but it was a difficult journey. She was running from the consequences of her past. There are many of us who are like Hagar. Something in the past is trying to catch up with you. And you are determined, I'm not going to let this thing catch up with me. So all you're doing is running. And you're running from consequences. So my question to you, if you are Hagar, what is running after you? What are you running from? It is something from secondary school, something from primary school, something from your home, something from your father, something from your past that you did, and you just want to make sure it doesn't catch up with you. It keeps you running. It keeps you running. It may get you into a desert, but it will keep you running. So Hagar is the first person we encounter in the Bible running in life. And what she's running from is consequences. The second person, the second runner that I want to introduce you to is a man called Jephthah. Jephthah was running from rejection. She felt the poison of his family coming against him, and he started running. His story is in the book of Judges, chapter 11, verses 1-3. And this is what it says. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, but he was a son of a harlot. And Gilead begot Jephthah. Gilead's wife bore sons. When his wife's sons grew up, they drove Jephthah out and said to him, you shall have no inheritance in our father's house, for you are the son of another woman. Then Jephthah fled from his brothers and dwelt in the land of Tob. And worthless men banded together with Jephthah and went out raiding with him. Interestingly, Jephthah's name means opener, somebody who opens things. But it looks like his life was closed. He was born out of the wrong circumstances. He didn't choose it. It wasn't like Hagar, who was a participant in the process. Jephthah was no participant. There was a decision made by his father he had no clue of. His father was married, a married man, and the father went out of his marriage and went to a prostitute. I'm not sure whether there was any form of protection at that time, but the dalliance with a prostitute ended up in pregnancy, and out of that came Jephthah. So he gets born, and one day he realizes, I'm born from a mistake. My father made a mistake, went to the wrong kind of woman, and gave birth to me. And there are people who are born out of such circumstances. You are not a mistake, but the circumstances were a mistake. Because God never makes mistakes with people he creates, but the circumstances are a mistake. So, as the children grew up, the other sons, the missus's children, said to Jephthah, listen, you have no inheritance in this family. You are not part of this family. You don't belong to us because our father made a mistake, went to a prostitute. Your mother is the wrong kind of woman to give birth to a woman. So you have no inheritance here. And he started running. What was he running from? From rejection. A sense that he doesn't belong. And there are many Jephthahs in this world who are running because they feel a sense of rejection. They feel the world has rejected them. Their home has rejected them. Friends have rejected them. People don't respect them. And so they are running. And Jephthah started running. And when he ran, the Bible says he banded together with worthless men. In other words, people who are as rejected as he felt. He made company with them and they went about raiding. But the first description of Jephthah before his problems pop up is that he's a mighty man of valor. In other words, this is a courageous man. He's a man of potential, but he suffers rejection. And the rejection is driving him to the wrong crowd. And there are many people running in life. They get up in the morning, they are hustling and they are running and they are doing all kinds of stuff. And you ask them, what are you doing? What problem are you trying to solve? It's simply because somewhere in their past, it's a rejection. So sometimes when people are in the state of Jephthah and they start running, they go against the expected norms. They develop, quote unquote, a bad boy image. Or a bad girl image for themselves. They only want to go against society, family, friends, authority figures who have rejected them. The only thing is that for anything they do, although they say they are doing it against a family, they're always looking to that same place for approval. They're looking to the people who rejected them for approval. Now, if you know the story of Jephthah, he became a bad boy. And then his people got into trouble. And they called him to come and lead them. This is the man they rejected. The stone that the builders rejected has now become the head of the corner. But his sense of rejection never stopped. He was still running. He was trying to achieve something with his life. But he always felt he didn't belong. So when they were going into battle, he made a rash, unexpected, undemanded promise to God. God, if you give me victory, I will sacrifice anything that pops out of my house to you. And when he went to victory, the first thing that pops out of his house to come and celebrate him is his daughter. He had to sacrifice his daughter, his family, for his achievement. Because he felt rejected. The sad thing with people who are running from rejection is they end up hurting a lot of people and destroying a lot of people and destroying even the people they love because they never feel accepted. But it keeps them running. It keeps them running. Jephthah was a runner and he was running away from rejection. I don't know whether that is your story. It doesn't mean you may not become great. As a matter of fact, some of the people who achieve the greatest in life are the most insecure people. Because very secure people don't move. They are happy. They never do anything. That's why when you look at most families, the first generation that came out of hardship become successful. Their children who enjoy the success are not able to replicate the success because there is nothing running after them. They have nothing that makes them wake up to start running. They always feel life will be good. Everybody needs something to run after them, but you have to be careful where it will chase you to, which is what I'm going to talk about next week. Hagar was running from consequences. It made her active. It made her want to achieve something. Jephthah is running from rejection. It made him want to do something with his life. But the rejection was the driving force of his life. For people like Jephthah, in any effort they make, they take unnecessary risks. They put everything on the line just to succeed. The Jephthahs of this life end up succeeding, but in the process, they also destroy people dear to them, like Jephthah destroyed his daughter. My question to you, what is running after you? When you get up in the morning and you go to work, or you're busy, or you're going to business, what is the thing that is pushing you to do that? Is it because you are running from the consequences of your past, or you're running from rejection? The third runner. Quite a number of runners in the Bible. Third runner. David. David was not running from consequences. He was running from evil conspiracies. He felt the weight of a whole political system coming against him, and it made him run. Anytime David got up, he had to run, and he was running from an evil trap that has been set for him. People who wanted to get him. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 18 and 19. And we read these words. So David fled and escaped and went to Samuel at Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. He and Samuel went and stayed in Naoth. Now it was told Saul, saying, take note, David is at Naoth in Ramah. David was thrust into leadership at a very young age. Very talented young man. Talented musician. Talented fighter, warrior. A very passionate man, very sensitive man. He had all the goods together. One moment he was a shepherd, and the next moment he was in the king's palace, married to the king's daughter. It looked like all of a sudden he had broken through. But when you rise that quickly in life and you are that talented, you're going to have people wanting to destroy you very early. So very early in his life, as innocent as he was, he realized that he had become the target of the king and palace conspiracies. And he had to run from the king who is intent on taking his life. And there are runners like that. Many of us are running because we feel somebody is out to get us. You are talented, you are gifted, and somebody is determined to kill you before your time. And I'm not talking about witchcraft killing, which is the one you don't even have to be afraid of. It is feely-feely killing, when somebody really wants to do you in, somebody wants to destroy you, somebody's fighting against you, somebody's running after you because you are gifted, you are talented, you've risen very high, and they want to stop you from rising. And they set their eyes on you to destroy you. And that is what caused David to run. And if you read the passage, he ran to Samuel. And the moment he ran to Samuel, information went to the king. Because when the king is running after you, he has everything at his disposal. He has FBI. He has CIA. If he's American. He has BNI. If he's Ghanaian. And he has KGB if he is Russian. He has people everywhere who will spy on you, report on you, show them where you are, and they will try to get you. So David had nowhere to hide. He was running from one cave to the other, from one hiding place to the other. Every day of his life was a movement. But it kept him going. Eventually, that running made him run to God. And eventually, he ran to his destiny. So, you may be Hagar who is running because of the consequences of your past. You may be Jephthah who is running because you've been rejected in life. You may be David who is running because there are people out there to get you. I don't know what it is, but whenever you get up in the morning, something is motivating you to run. You don't want Sarah to get you. You don't want your father's children to rejoice over you. And you don't want King Saul to destroy you. So I ask you today, what is running after you? What are you running from? If you tell me, Pastor, there's nothing running after me, I'm just living my cool life, then I'm telling you, you're going nowhere. If you don't feel any sense of urgency to depart from something, to move from something, to run from something, you may be talented, you may be gifted, but you make very little progress. It's not enough to have vision and be driven by vision. You must also be driven by some insecurity, something that doesn't make you rest. Because you know, if I rest, it will eat me up. For some people, it's running away from the poverty of their family, running away from the bad influence of your parents. And you are determined, I'm going to be different. You are a runner. Somebody say, I'm a runner. The fourth and final runner. Fourth and final runner. Is a man called Jonah. Jonah was running from responsibility. He felt called to do something he didn't want to do. So he was running. Jonah chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, why have you done this? For the man knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then they said to him, what shall we do to you that the sea may be calm for us? For the sea was growing more tempestuous. Sadly, Jonah was running from the right thing. He was running from his true mission in life. He didn't like the assignment God had given to him, so he wanted to run away from it. He wanted to do something else. And there are people that God has called and given a mission to, and they know what their life is about, but they just want to be something else. So they get up in the morning and they're trying to be somebody else. They're trying to do something else. Some are running from the responsibility of fatherhood. Unfortunately, there are people who give birth to children and run from their children. Mothers who are running from their children. Responsibility is too hard for them. Others are running from a calling from God. The hand of God is upon them. God has called them. God wants to use them. But they're running. And if you are running from the calling of God like Noah, Jonah, you can run, but you can't hide. Yes, you can run from Saul because he's king only over Israel. You can go to Philistine land and go to other land. But where do you go to when you are running from the ruler of the universe? If you go to any island, he's there. If you flee the earth and go to live on the moon, he will find you. If you go to live on Mars, he will find you. If you go to live on Betelgeuse, he will find you. Wherever you go, he will find you. If you leave this galaxy and go to another galaxy, from Milky Way galaxy to Andromeda, he will find you. If you go to the ends of the universe, he will find you, because the span of eternity is before his gaze. You cannot run from the presence of God. But there are people running. And for some people, it's not just a calling from God. It's something they know they must do. The weight of responsibility is on them. And they're running. And they don't want to be that. They don't want to take up that responsibility. Some are firstborns in their family. And there is a weight of responsibility as a firstborn. And they feel it's too much pressure, too much pressure. So they're running in the opposite direction. And that's what they get up in the morning and run after. That's the lion running after them. If you are a hager, the lion you're running away from is the consequences of the actions of the past. If you are a Jephthah, the lion you're running away from is the rejection you feel all around you. If you are David, the lion you're running away from is the conspiracy of powerful people who are determined to destroy you. If you are Jonah, the lion you're running away from is your true mission and assignment in life, which you think is too big for you. So the question I want to ask you today is, what is running after you and what are you running away from? Everybody is running. Look behind you. What makes you get up in the morning to go hustle? What makes you get up in the morning to want to go and do something great? What makes you get up in the morning to achieve something? What makes you wake up to get results? It's important for each one of us to know what we are running from. I know what I'm running from. You say, Pastor, tell me. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. But whatever is running after you can be the greatest motivation for your progress in life. I've told the story many times. When I was young, in our neighborhood, there was a man who had a mango tree. And he had quite a number of mango trees. And normally, you know, he lived alone. And he had these mango trees, and the mangoes would be ripe. And that is the biggest temptation for us kids at that time, was ripe mangoes. And this man had a hedge around his house and a gate. And we tried to find a way through the hedge to go to his house and deliver him from his mangoes. And one day we were there trying to do our job, pick mangoes, some in the tree, some downstairs, and yelling at each other. Then we heard the bark of a dog. We never saw the dog. We just heard the bark. And then we started running. I guess the dog was running after us. And when we started running, people were calling their mama. People were calling whatever they were calling. Some went through the gate. Some went through the hedge. And I was one of the last to go. I was on top of the tree. So I was the last one to go. And when I got to the hedge, for some reason I cannot fathom up to now, I jumped the hedge. I wasn't a high jumper. Haven't jumped anything that high before. But that day, what pursued me helped me to jump. So whatever is pursuing you will help you to jump. But you don't jump into danger. You have to jump to safety. You don't run into the wilderness. You have to run to the pools of water. You don't run into your enemy. You have to run to the Lord like David. You have to run. You have to run. You have to run, but you have to run in the right direction. And I pray, God, that whatever pursue you will never catch up with you. It will not destroy you. It will not eat you up. You will not become a victim of life. You will become a victor of life. You're going to jump. You're going to rise. You're going to fly. You're going to make progress in your life.
So when you look at what is running after you, the only thing it must tell you is, I have a motivation to run. The only thing that you know will catch up with you is if you are a Jonah, God will catch up with you. Thank God he will catch up with you. And when he catches up with you, he will redirect your energy and take you on another mission. But if you are David, Saul will not catch up with you because you will keep going. If you are Hagar, your past will not destroy you. If you are Jephthah, no matter who hates you and doesn't believe in you, you will still achieve what God has set before you, because they run after you not to eat you up, but to inspire you, to motivate you, so you can rise up to soar to new heights and do things that you never thought you could do. What is running after you? Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are the source of our help. You are our shelter. You are our hope. You are our defense. You are the one in whom we trust. Some trust in themselves, but we trust you. Like David, we run to you. We run to the rock that is higher than us. And I pray, committing everyone who is running, who is moving, Lord, into your hands, may you guide their effort. May you drive their direction. And more than everything else, may you give them a vision of what to run into. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Live and Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebe, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebe. Email otebe@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.